Lee. I'm the project manager for this Carolina Beach, Curry Beach Coastal Storm Risk Management Project. As you probably already know, Great Lakes Dredging is the contractor who has this contract. They started working already. They're working on the Carolina Beach portion. This figure here is an overview of what we're proposing to do out of this contract. So you can see the black. This is the fill template of what will end up on the beach.
I'm sorry, we can't see anything. Can you, I don't know how you share your screen, but I'm not seeing anything.
They're working on it here in the room to try to be able to share it over the WebEx or over the conference line.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so this year's contract, Curry Beach portion, approximately 900 to 1 million cubic yards going to be placed on the beach. You can see it's basically a very similar template to what was done the last job. One major difference, not so much affecting Curry Beach, but the job as a whole overall this year, is that we're no longer able to use the Carolina Beach Inlet as the borrow source for the Carolina Beach portion of the project. So we've the contractor is using this offshore borrow area that you can see here on the map, and they're running their pipe here to Sandpiper. Right now they're currently working north. They're about Casey, do you have a, you know where exactly they are, what station they're at, what street they're at?
On Thursday, they were at station 106, which, I'm sorry, I don't remember the street name, that is, they were right around station 106. It's not up there.
So anyway, they're working their way north to the pier at Carolina Beach, and then they're going to break back to Sandpiper and then start pumping south. And then once they get finished with the Carolina Beach portion, this other pipeline route that you see, Curry Beach submerged pipe, they'll switch over to that pipeline, and then they'll start pumping, continue south on the Carolina or Curry Beach portion of the project. We're estimated that's going to be, you know, end of March, early April when they'll start doing the Curry Beach portion. And obviously, everybody's familiar. We have, or not. I won't say that. We have an April 30th environmental window where all equipment work on the beach needs to be completed by that time. Is there any questions in general about the project or how much material, what to expect, anything like that?
Can you tell us the estimated amount of sand you're going to put on the Curry Beach section?
Yeah, 900 to 1 million cubic yards.
900 to 1 million?
Yeah.
That's a little more than last time.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're currently in the process. You know, typically you can see that this portion of the project here isn't usually as much need for sand. But this year, we're trying to figure out a way, based on the preconditioned surveys, if we can run some sand through that portion. We're in the process of looking at the surveys from the contractor to see if there's a way if we can afford to continue the project through that stretch. So that's still kind of in flux right now. We look at the pre-construction survey that he goes and looks at what's on the beach right there, compared to what we put out in the contract, and then we're able to figure out what we can afford on those quantities, and that's what we're in the process of doing right now.
We get a tremendous amount of questions from folks who want to know, are we going to get sand in front of our place?
Yeah.
Is there any area along our strand which is the profile, is meeting the original profile, and we will not get sand, or do we have to wait for the engineer for that?
No, so this portion, there is some need, not as much as the rest of the template. Uh-huh. So there, if we can't afford to go that way, that is a portion that will not be included in the template, but it's because it has the least amount of need for nourishment.
How about where the coquina rocks are?
Yeah, so I don't think we're allowed to. I mean, the coquina rock, I think, is right down here, and we're not allowed. We have to stay away from the coquina rock outcropping. So we won't be placing any sand on that.
Yeah, okay.
When was the original survey done for that section that's not getting sand versus where it might get some sand on?
We're hoping to get additional funding through the omnibus bill that just passed. It's really recent information, so I don't want you know, mm-hmm. we're hoping to get an additional $2 million federal funds. And if we do that, we'll be able to do this portion in the middle. So that's kind of what we're waiting on. But before we knew about that funding, we didn't have that portion filled just because there wasn't really a need. And the survey that we based our design off of was about a year ago. And then they just did a recent survey before they're about to be out there right now. And they're still not... there's a little bit of erosion that's occurred back from where our template is, but it's not as bad as the rest of the beach. So we designed to the template the best we could to in the erosion areas.
Do you know what streets from north going south will be given and won't be given? Because for you, we can't see what you're pointing at. Yeah. I mean, it's a map, we see on the streets, and as the mayor said, we'd like to know if it's going to be near where we live and what we are developed. We're in Curie Beach Village here. Mm-hmm. Will it be here?
The website that he's showing here, you zoom in on it.
I was gonna say, can we access that placement tracker website that I sent
you? Okay, besides I said here, but we're saying that,
but there's a website.
Yeah, so that was a portion of the presentation I was gonna show you. We have a website that shows where the contractor's working currently right now, and that shows where we're planning to go, and you can see exactly where by stretches where this this right here. So if you could zoom in on the Curie Beach portion. So it's starting, you know, the extent of the project to the north is right at the Curie Beach line. It's going from Carolina Beach right into Curie Beach. And there's a potential that it will end right around J Avenue. However, like I said, we're in the process of figuring out if we can fund this portion here.
Sorry, but if they're on the calling in, people can't hear.
Yeah.
So from the northern perimeter of town, which is Alabama, down through J.
Yeah.
There will be sand.
Yes.
And then there's a portion between J and, can you tell us what the other one is?
It looks like Davis Road.
Okay.
East.
Which will, due to the templates matching very closely to the original templates, right now there's no sand going in that particular area.
Right now, what's in the contract, there's no sand between J Avenue and, what is it?
East Street.
To Davis. From J to Davis.
Okay, sure. Yep.
And after Davis, there's more sand being put on the beach. Then down to, can you tell us where?
Yeah, if you could scroll up a little bit.
Sorry, it's a little delayed.
You're going the wrong way.
Yeah, you're going the wrong way. You're going somebody.
I know, but it's slow. It takes a minute for it to zoom.
Yeah, going the other direction.
Down.
It will take a sec.
There you go.
It's delayed.
She's going
down.
Okay, so from east down to Camp Wyatt is the last street.
Okay, right? Down to Camp Wyatt.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So we have Sam from Alabama to J. There will not, at least for the moment, be sand from J to Davis that is added to the template. Then from Davis to Wyatt, we will have additional sand. There's potential for sand
Davis.
Between J and Davis, depending on the omnibus available cash or potential.
That and then depending on, so basically we surveyed the beach last year and we designed a project that we think is going to make sense based on the information we have, and then we, before the contractor goes out there, he does another survey, see what's on the ground, and then if it's required, sometimes there's been erosion that's occurred, so it might require more material to build out to where we thought we were gonna go. So we take those additional quantities and make the money go as far as we can based on the price we got from the contractor. But then yes, the additional piece this time is that we have some additional funding, so based on how much quantity is needed to get what we have here, and then if we receive that funding, there's a potential to fill in the gap there.
Do you have any idea how much additional sand that would be? You said you were at 900 to a million. Would that make like 1.1 or something?
No, so it's going to make it. The reason I said 900 to a million is because right now what's in the contract is about 900,000. If we do that, it'll bring it to like 1.1 million cubic yards, okay. Something like that.
All right. I do believe last time we did was like 840.
Yeah, it's usually it's like 870, 850, yeah, something like that.
Yeah,
so we'll, that's great.
Okay, and more sand.
So, I mean, potential to build a really good project out here if we, if especially the additional funding comes through, be most mature we've done in a little while. So,
yes, for newer residents, when was the last time it was done?
2019,
3 years.
Yeah. Yeah. And just for folks in the room, this is Rolando Serrano. He's our project engineer. He's worked.
How are you doing?
He was involved in this project when they built the original project, so he's got a lot of experience with the job and can answer questions just like I can. So we'll open it up at the end here.
I guess. How about the management process from here in? When they start, we weren't sure when they were going to start. Kind of keeps moving on us, and I'm getting a little worried about the end of April.
That is a concern.
Right.
They had, as we all know, we had some bad weather come in.
Yes. Right.
They had to pull off, and of course there was some work going on. So that sets them off. Right. Also, as we already mentioned, or Brennan did, we have had some erosion to take place from the time the project was designed
yes.
to now. So we're going to be filling that additional area, which is more volume, which takes time to put in. So,
right.
And if we go to with this potential money that's coming to pump more, I mean, that
right.
quantity is time. So we're going to be pushing the envelope. So we may have to address that at some point.
Okay.
The 30 April is our deadline based on environmental concerns. There's things that we can do to mitigate that at a cost. There's some other measures that we can do to replace sand during past the environmental window. Mm-hmm. As we get closer, we have a better understanding of how much time we'll have to maybe start working at that.
Okay. Last time we had a very solid management process. Matter of fact, I think you were in charge of the last one as well from the core perspective. So we're going to do the same process. I know we now have an app where we can follow
yes.
along the beach, which will help our hotels and motels. They get pretty excited as we get close to the end of April. Say, oh, you got pipes all over the place.
Yeah.
And I hear about that, and of course, you guys hear about it. But, okay, so we'll have what, weekly meetings coming up?
Yeah, well, we were currently having a weekly meeting, but the project is on the Carolina Beach side. And as we move into the Carolina Beach city limits, we'll continue the weekly meetings, and if you allow us to do them here like we did last time, we will.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I do want to thank the Corps. The reason we have a project this year at all is because you guys found cash. Thank you. Any questions for these men while they're here?
I have a fear that in the political realm and the budget process of the government that they don't understand the end date and that they might not even release the money before we get to the end of April.
Yeah, so I think even without that, it's hard, it's just not shown on the map here, but this portion of the beach is really close to being built out to what our authorized template is at all. So anything we can put in there is called advanced maintenance, so it's just kind of icing on the cake, so to say. So even without the $2 million, the project we have out there is what we think was designed the best. Before we even knew about money, we said, hey, what are we going to do that makes the most sense to build a project? This is what our engineers designed.
May I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
What is the purple on that map? What does that represent?
So can we zoom in to like where they're working right now up on the Carolina Beach portion? Just so this makes a little more sense. So green is complete. Yellow is ongoing. And then the purple is where they're going to go.
Okay. So as you come down, come south
yep.
into Curry Beach.
Yeah.
Where's the pier?
Right here.
All right.
No, sorry.
Yeah,
okay, that's yeah,
here,
right there.
Yeah, right here.
All right. So you say you're coming down J Avenue.
Right around there, yeah.
Well, you know that's three doors.
Wow, that's right. Yeah.
That's three doors before you get to my house. And I'll just be honest with you, that's what I'm worried about. That's why I'm here today. About what's going to be put in front in that blank space right there between the purple lines. Nothing, or is that what you were talking about if you have extra cash?
Right now, what's in the contract, there's no sand being proposed to be placed in front of your house right there. That's because the design template, what we're allowed to build there, it's very close to being full. There's not that much erosion based on what we're allowed to build in that area. But we are talking about getting additional funding so that we would, since that's the only spot that's not getting it, we would put some advanced maintenance, it's called, in that portion of the project. So, yeah.
So that's between J and approximately I.
J and Davis. J and Davis.
J and D.
Davis, yes.
J to Davis.
Okay. All right. Oh. I know we got sand after Fran in 96. I don't recall having sand put in that area, that specific area, since then. Am I wrong?
No, I don't. You're absolutely right. I think it's just because there's not a need for it like there is in the rest of the template. So we don't typically put sand there because it doesn't have a need.
So that's held up since 1996.
Typically, I mean, I think Rolando might be able to speak a little bit more about the coastal processes here, but I mean, I think typically we place it in the template. It moves north to south, and then that part is actually sometimes accreted, and then, you know, so it hasn't seen losses like the rest of the beach.
A lot of that sand up there north will end up down there from my house.
Correct.
Correct.
Yes.
If I could add to just to the thought process for people on the telephone, when we started in 1996, I think is when we started our 50-year contract. When that occurred, the Army Corps of Engineers did a survey on what the optimum shoreline should look like. They built to that shoreline, and since that time, that is the model that they built back to. The good news between Jay and Davis is that's the most stable part of our beach.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, and it has been for years. Yeah. So if you live in that area, you're not seeing the erosion that the others are. The bad news is, when everybody's getting new sand, it makes you feel like you're being overlooked. Actually, you're at the original template or close to it. And if we do get a storm, then FEMA comes in and they add sand if we have a requirement for it. So right now, if you guys could let me know how I can help ensure that we get that $2 million and our council, I mean, we have to talk to Dave Rouser, or who do we need to talk to, maybe push? Or are you guys looking for money in your budget?
No, so I don't think we'll have to, well, obviously, you know, the project is cost share, you know, so the Corps pays for
right.
60, so we'll need the cost share match
right.
from the county and the locals. So yeah, that's
right.
That's part of it. So we've already been talking a little bit with Layton about how this would work out.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, yeah. Then Layton will guide me as he usually does. So
yeah.
How about any other questions here? I do want people to understand that
the Army Corps. I have a question about the.
I have a question from the phone.
Okay, go right ahead. Name and address, please.
Hi, this is Joanne Durham. I live in Ocean Dunes on 902 Pelican Court, and we just couldn't hear on the phone from what the response was because it's really hard to hear with the people on the phone. So I was wondering if you could repeat from in the room what was said about if the April 30th deadline is looming and you haven't gotten to, you know, the south end of the beach yet. What was the response about that? Could you repeat that? From the room and not from the phone.
So right now that's the end date that we have. We would look at all our options, any kind of mitigation option that we could ask for a potential extension if we got to that point. But right now we're really just trying to work with the contractor to make sure that he comes in and finishes within that 30 day. But we'll look at any and all options to make sure the work gets done within that window or mitigate and potentially extend if that's even a possibility. So, Rolando, anything to add on that?
Okay, thank you. I've been here when they first
yeah.
talked about it.
Yeah, sorry, I'm kind of, the mic was maybe not up here. Thank you.
Anybody else on the phone have a question? Okay, how about in the room? Any other questions?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was just, Outfalls, And that's the Corps' responsibility to replace those?
Yes, sir.
And repair those?
Yep.
And has there ever been any discussion of putting in something a little more substantial than what usually gets washed away within the first year or two?
So that is part of the, it's part of the contract to where we're placing sand for them to replace them. I don't have any information about the, I don't think it will be, we just replace what's there. So I think in terms of what's there, I don't think that, that falls on the Corps or the contractor to replace those with anything different than what's already there.
Are you gonna send the website out later?
I'm sorry?
Are you gonna send the website out later for tracking the project?
We certainly will have this information on our website.
Yeah, that's yes. Yeah, so if you wanna, like, to that point, if we could go up to where they're working right now, just so folks can see how this works. So this gets updated daily. The contractor submits where he's working on the station. So if you could click on the little, the yellow one right now. So it's got the it's got the station, which probably doesn't mean much to citizens, but it's got the street names and an estimated completion. Well, this one's going on right now, and then if you look up to the one to the right to the north of it, so estimated date March 10th. So obviously that's, you know, this is a little bit, it's not perfect, but it's close, and we'll be updated as soon as the contractor gives us updated information.
Sure. Well, you certainly have excellent equipment here.
Those, yes. Yeah, the stuff on the beach.
Dredge, the Texan.
Yeah, they're doing, it's this, I think it's one if not the largest coverhead dredge in the United States, so.
Right, yeah, and it's so, one that does port dredging.
Yeah, right? It's, I mean, when they're up and running and the weather's good and production's good, they're doing about 50,000 cubic yards a day right now. So if there's a dredge that could fit this amount of material in that time frame, mm-hmm. we have the right one.
Yeah, well, we certainly have enough days that they can do that in good weather.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Doing the math in my head.
And back to your point about the so we've been having a weekly meeting with the contractor in Carolina Beach, and I've been in contact with John about moving that down here once we get coming this way. So that's open to the folks with the town. We can answer any questions and we can have to keep you informed that way. And then also in the meantime, we'll leave you with my number and Rolando's number, and if you have questions as they come up, citizens want to reach out. We're glad to talk about the project, glad to give information. So,
I have one last question for you. It's something that John explained to me just this week. I've been involved with this stuff for a long time, but I never realized this. The blades in those dozers are GPS controlled.
Yeah, they can have a
so
elevation.
So guys are describing, and those blades are going up and down to the depth they're supposed to be.
Yeah,
that's pretty incredible, actually.
It is.
That says.
They can make.
There's
they
enough
some
speed
pretty incredible there. Things with those blades. Yeah. Those guys are talented. Yeah.
There's enough speed there that we should be able to get done if we get some good weather, constant good weather.
And honestly, this past weekend is about. They almost could have stayed out there, but it was. I mean, as everybody knows, it was blowing very, very hard. And
yeah.
It takes something like that to get them to move. Because once they're in place, once they have everything hooked up and their anchors down, they can work. In significant seas, but it's more the connecting and disconnecting of pipes and stuff that's difficult when there's seas.
I think did the last project we miss by about a week? Yeah, it was the last project, right? So, and that was terrible weather for quite a while.
Yeah, and the actions that we put into place then, the areas that extended were past that week or so,
yeah.
at that time, the same ones that we would implement here. Should we have it, we need to go further past the 30 April because of weather, there's a mechanical breakdown for increasing quantity.
Okay. So, Rolando, do you know, and we can get back to you about this, this might be good for folks to know, do you know where they're planning on landing the pipe in the Curry Beach portion once they move from the Sandpiper pipeline to this route?
I don't have that with me, unfortunately, but it's where the two town limits meet.
Yes.
That's where that falls in the map.
Okay.
They're going to bring another pipe in. Actually, they're in the process right now of placing. Currently, if you take the cursor off of that so we can see this box. their pipe is that dash line, and that's where they landed, and they're going north. Once they get to the limit north, they're going to turn it around and start pumping south. Then they're going to, while they're pumping south, and they're already started, they're going to place a second line. This is a pipeline submerged that lands at the two beach.
If you go that way, it just shows out there.
And then, so that they, when they finish with the current line, that line will be in place, and all they have to do is hook up and start pumping south.
There you go, Rob.
Okay, there you go. This is, yes.
So it lands right there. At
so this the placement of this line underwater is already in the process. Once they go north, they turn south, and they, when they get to this point, they disconnect off of this one, they hook up onto that one, and continue on.
Okay.
So they're not going to waste any time.
Yeah, so there'll be a lot of equipment, and it'll look, you know, that'll be an active zone right there, and then for 1,000 foot, and then as they move, folks on the beach can expect to see a 1,000 foot section closed off to where they're pumping, and then that'll move with them as they go down. So the orange fencing around the active zone, you know, lots of heavy equipment, stay away. pretty self-explanatory, but it's a 1,000 foot section that'll move as they go down. So if you do own a house behind where they're working, behind where they're actively pumping, you'll be able to, you might not be able to go right in front of your house, but you'll be able to walk 500 foot to the left or 500 foot to the right to get around to the beach. And then where the pipe is laying, there'll be, at every access, there'll be sand built over the pipe so you can still access the water. And then once the once where they're actively pumping is gone past where you are, all you'll have is the pipe on the beach.
This is the same Barlow area that was used last time?
Yeah, yeah.
And that is like, does that replenish itself? Does that could always be used?
That's a good question. That's not, it doesn't replenish as fast as the inlet does. So the fact that we're having to, if any, so the fact we're having to use that Barlow area for Carolina Beach, that is something we need to consider for the future of the project.
Is anything being explored now? Or another area to
not offshore, but I think there are things being done to make sure to see if we could maybe go back to using the inlet. I don't know. Layton, you got anything to add on that topic? I know that is a question that you've raised to us, definitely.
As we understand, the bar site, Berry B, has enough material in it for the remainder of the Curry Beach project, 2046. And the 15 years of the Carolina Beach extension, 2036.
That drawing is to scale. That's a big area there compared to the beachfront.
Well, the quality of that seems been pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, the beach, if you've seen it from where you guys have been, that's, yeah historically. It's
historically. I do remember from the inlet, there was a lot of garbage in that material that washed down into Curry Beach. We spent.
So you might not see that this year, but since the whole thing's coming from the bar out.
Okay.
I mean, not to say that whatever's out there in the bottom, people throw trash off the boats all the time, it comes off the shore or whatever. If it's in the bottom of your bar area, it's going to be sucked up.
But I mean, I think the stuff from the inlet last time around was pretty nasty.
So just people stuff right off the beach.
Well, somebody must have dumped truckloads of eyeglasses, plastic frames, because we were finding...
Hundreds.
Eyeglass frames.
Yeah. And baseball caps and flip-flops. I mean,
So another kind of logistic thing that we might want to, and we can talk further as we get closer, Rolando and John can probably coordinate it, but they'll need some areas to stage equipment. Where do they typically do that, Rolando? Right now, in the Carolina Beach portion, they have all their stuff's at Hamlet Avenue, where they're getting on and off the beach there, and so there'll be a similar access point.
Davis Beach Road.
So Davis Beach Road is, you know, for everybody's awareness, there'll be a lot of equipment around there on and off the beach, so just a heads up.
In N as well, right?
They don't use N so much. It's usually Davis Beach where all those
are going to be. It results in Davis is the Hatteras ramp there has gotten torn up pretty bad over the years. From
town only goes in and fix that up prior to. I think that ramp is approaching 20 years old and probably done for replacement anyway.
This contractor, I mean, each contractor's a little bit different, and even the same contractor can use different metrics. This guy's doing now, he has these plastic mats that are about 2 inches thick, they place them down, and that's where they track their equipment on. So that's what they're doing in Carolina Beach. I'm sure that's exactly what they're going to be doing in Carolina Beach.
There will be a lot of stuff on the beach right in that area, like their shack, their dump shack, their office, and or mm-hmm. things like that, you know, if you haven't seen it in the past.
People on this side of the room, do you have everything you want to know? You all set?
Yeah.
Okay, you all set? How about this side of the room, you all set? People who are in here? How about on the telephone? Do you have all your questions answered? Yeah. It appears that we have come to a conclusion, unless you want to make a statement.
Yeah. Brendan mentioned this briefly. It's very important for us and you, safety. And when the contractor is not allowed to do anything out there, he doesn't do it in a safe manner. So, and he is very safety proactive. And you, the folks that are in this room and are on the phone that have seen this before, it's not going to be much different. But I want to reiterate again, please obey the signage. There's going to be signs on the beach, areas where you have to stay out. In areas where you're allowed, where to cross, don't climb the pike. There's access, like Brendan said, every 400 feet there's going to be a beach access ramp over the pike. Use those, don't straddle the pipe, jump the pipe, or climb the pipe to get to the other side. 400 feet, every 400, at every beach access there will be one. If there's a special need, a resident, a beachfront that wants a ramp in front of their place, they can't do this for everybody. But somebody that's handicapped, wheelchair bound, that needs a ramp in front of their house, that cannot walk 500 feet, 400 feet, excuse me, we'll accommodate that as well. But please obey the signage, the instructions given by the contractor is for your benefit, for their benefit. We don't want anybody hurt, whether from the public or from the contractor, certainly not me. So I'll read the instruction following. It's very important. If we slow them down because of safety issues of them having to intervene too often, that'll slow them down. We want to keep them going. So please pass this word along with your neighbors, your friends. Make sure that everybody is aware that we want this project done as quickly as possible and as safely as possible. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, just remember one other question. I think last time on the south end down towards Ocean Dunes and Coquina Rocks, the dunes were built up and seagrass was put on those?
Yes.
Sea oaks? Is that going to happen again this year?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, there's portions that will receive secondary burn and some spray paint. Seagrass doesn't stay off of those, obviously. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Gentlemen, thank you for coming, and we'll let the people know when the other meetings are available. So please tell folks this transcript will be on site, will be on the website. And so will the presentation. So if you have neighbors asking you questions, say go to the website. Everything's there. And you want some discussion. Okay? Thank you all very much.
I need you boys to come down.